Hey guys, imagine you order a really tasty meal in a restaurant. What will be in the center of your plate? Right, a well-cooked piece of meat or crisp vegetables, or like for me, freshly caught fish. That's my absolute favorite dish in a restaurant. At Metro, all this is available fresh, even ultra fresh as this episode of More Podcast. Today, it's about fish, meat, fruit and vegetables, our ultra fresh assortment at Metro. Enjoy listening, enjoy the flavor, it will be super yummy. Buying from Metro and Makro is always something special for our customers, but what makes us stand out from other suppliers to the hospitality industry is our assortment of fish, meat, fruit and vegetables, which we call ultra fresh assortments. What potential these categories have for Metro's growth, what they contribute to our score goals, but also what challenges they pose for our food sourcing colleagues at Metro, you will learn in this episode of More Podcast, Wholesale to the Max. A warm welcome to all of you, dear colleagues. I am Bernd Rode from Internal Communications at Metro AG and responsible for this podcast about Metro's score strategy. For today's episode, I'm going to leave my little podcast studio here because when it comes to our ultra fresh products at Metro, they are not available here in the headquarters office, but 9 floors down in our Metro store on the campus in Düsseldorf. And that's where I'm going to meet my today's guest. So, join me, let's go. Hello again from this store in Düsseldorf. Now I'm standing at the entrance for our HoReCa customers. On one side, you can hear the beeping of the checkouts from time to time. In front of me is the chilled food department with the long, long rows of freezers, and directly to the right are the ultra fresh departments, which are the topics of today's More Podcast episode. And right next to me is my dear colleague who is going to tell us a lot of interesting facts about it today. He has been working in common sourcing at Metro for 14 years. In the beginning, he was only responsible for fruit and vegetables, then also for meat. And for the last 6 years, he has been responsible for the entire ultra fresh management at Metro AG. Hello and welcome, Emanuel Langdorf.
Good morning, Bernd. Thank you for having me. And good morning to the entire Metro community.
Great to have you here and that you guide us through the ultra fresh departments here and the categories. Emanuel, if you had to make a choice, fish, meat or vegetarian, what would you choose?
Definitely, I would choose fish because I'm not a cooker. I do not cook by myself, but this is the dish I usually choose when I go to the restaurant and I like very much.
Yeah, exactly like me. You are also more the fish type, but also the other categories. So meat and also fruit and vegetables is what today's episode of More Podcast is all about. On the one hand, what our customers, especially restaurateurs, look for when buying these products and what they demand, but also how customers' behavior affects our sourcing of ultra fresh products. And then we will go through the fish, meat and fruit and veg departments, take a look around, and you, Emanuel, will tell us about the upcoming transformation of the ultra fresh categories at Metro. In between, I'm going to ask you some questions from our questionnaire based on our fundamentals to find out more about you personally, Emanuel. And last but not least, we look forward to your sound souvenir, the sound that has a special meaning for you and that makes you feel something emotional. Fish, meat, fruit and vegetables are the most important categories at Metro, especially for our HoReCa customers, so customers from the gastronomy industry. Emanuel, how much sales does Metro actually make per year with its ultra-fresh assortments?
So all the ultra-fresh categories, fruit and veg, meat and fish, have an important part in our activities and is a key differentiator for the company. In terms of numbers, it's 6 billion euro sales that all the countries, all the channels are performing today. And it's approximately 30% of the entire activity of Metro. And we see a big potential in doing more doing better for our customers.
So quite a lot. And this despite the fact that only half of our customers buy meat and fruit and vegetables from us, and even only 1 in 3 customers buy fish at Metro.
Correct.
Why are customers not 100% convinced by our ultra-fresh products?
I think it has different root causes, and it's indeed a fact that we do not attract all our customers on the three categories, but also an enormous potential and opportunity for the group. First, we need to understand that the market is in a lot of countries very fragmented, and you have regional or very local providers that have installed, and sometimes for years, a very solid relationship with the customers. So all the challenge for us at Metro is, on one hand, to offer the full palette of services, products, quality on a regular basis in the three categories, and at the same time, develop this kind of relationship to the customers in the HoReCa or also in the different segments where we have full trust. And for this, we have developed and we are implementing a plan in operations, but also in sourcing to support this growth. And we are on good track, I think.
Yeah. But Emmanuel, what do our customers want when they buy Ultra Fresh? What do they focus on when purchasing?
Our HoReCa customers come here in the store not to shop, but to replenish. And this is a major thing. When our HoReCa customers come to the meat department, the fruit and veg or the fish, they have what they need on their list. We have an important role to play in what we call commodities. When it's about fish, salmon represent 60% of what we sell and what they are requesting. When we look at meat, pork is, according countries, of course, an important product for them, for the daily menu and all types of restaurants. We could also mention that chicken breast is one of the top sellers of the company in all kind of countries and CTGs. Fruit and veg, the same. We play an important role being the supplier of vegetables, mainly vegetables for our customers. So we need to be good in availability, something that sounds quite obvious, but it's a challenge for our teams, our colleagues in the countries and us at Global Procurement on an everyday basis to ensure availability, quality, and they come to Metro because we have a long tradition and expertise in providing the right quality. And of course, price plays a role and we need to be front runner here.
Let's stay with the topic of our customers for a moment and also the end consumers. Sustainability, health and quality of life in general are playing an increasingly important role in our societies. How do these megatrends affect the buying behavior of our customers?
Yes, it's important what you say. We observe three things that are guiding the way we approach these three categories in Ultra Fresh. The one is the consumption. And it's known by everyone here. I will not be surprising anyone here saying that we have new trends appearing on the market. Of course, organic. Of course, less, like less salt or also less meat. And we need to understand these trends and, of course, propose the appropriate assortment offer on these products. But it's also, in terms of trends, it goes also a little bit beyond that. When I take one category, of course, there is this trend of less consumption of meat, mainly in Western Europe. It's not everywhere the same. But at the same time, inside the category, the demand is changing. And today, the burger is the new hero of the category. So if we at Metro do not understand these changes and offer the appropriate assortment in burgers, then customer is not happy.
So our customers want healthy and sustainably produced food. And you, Emmanuel, are the one who buys this food for the Metro and macro countries. Let's take the category of fruit and vegetables as an example. I can imagine that climate change in particular makes sourcing very difficult here, right?
Yes, it's true. When we mention sustainability, I need to bring the topic from a different angle. The category which is contributing to the most CO2 impact footprint is meat. So we need particularly to have a specific look on how we approach this category, how we support our suppliers in producing more sustainably in order to support this trend to have an appropriate sourcing behavior in terms of sustainability. When it comes to fruit and veg, indeed, we see here the signs of climate change. Just to give you an example, we could have here the onions. The normal price for onions, depending size, caliber, and so on, I pass, is about 1 euro. But last year, there was, in Spain, a crisis, a lack of availability in onions, and prices rocketing up to 3 or 4 euros. But the thing is that this is a visible consequence of climate change. In the Spanish area of productions, the consequence of lack of water, of not regular seasons to support the growth of the product in the field, had as a consequence to limit the availability, and we needed to face this kind of problem. So climate change is a reality, and we need to understand how we need to adapt our sourcing productions, sourcing areas, and how we want to collaborate with suppliers to give them more visibility in order to secure availability.
And does this also apply to the sourcing of the other two ultra-fresh categories?
Definitely. Each category has a, let's say, specific environment, specific pattern. Starting with fish, it's known by everyone, the scarcity that we face more and more in the resource coming from the ocean, the so-called wild fish. And here we adapt to this situation, transforming our sourcing organization in order to be sure that we can always capture from the different fishing zones the product that we at Metro, our customers in all the countries, need. So it's a question of agile organization in sourcing. When it comes to meat, the challenge is also there. Here you have a combination of different things. Less and less farmers, more and more constraints on them in terms of production, social standard, welfare of the animals, and it's very important for all of us and for us at Metro. So this creates a specific conditions where if we are not proactive and anticipate a transformation in the way we source meat for our customers, for our countries today, we might be lacking tomorrow, in future, in 5 or more years, availability of what we need.
There is now a new initiative to optimize our ultra-fresh assortments. And before we take a look at the individual departments afterwards here at the Düsseldorf store, can you briefly describe, Emmanuel, what the ultra-fresh optimization is all about?
Ultra-fresh optimization is the part that where we approach operations, so what is happening in the store. We were mentioning at the beginning that to gain more customers and increase our penetration towards our customers in terms of ultra-fresh, we need both. We need operation, but we need sourcing. Operation is about having the right assortment, is having the right impact in the department, is about having the right quality, the price. And more important, it's about ensuring that we have every day in the store the core assortment expected by the customers, so this so-called mandatory assortment. And it's also about people in the sense that we need to support, we need to train our colleagues in the stores, in the different countries, in having this knowledge of the category, this understanding of the season, and ordering appropriately according the demand of the customers, which is very volatile in a category like fruit and veg. We also wish to be a true wholesaler and applying here all the principles of BMPL. And this is also something that in ultra fresh categories, the colleagues in the countries are progressively implementing.
So the current megatrends have a strong influence on the sourcing of our products, we've already learned. And what strongly influences us at Metro are our fundamentals, our corporate values. And for this, there's a little questionnaire at More Podcast I'd like to go through with you, Emmanuel, because we would like to find out a little bit more about you personally and what you think about our values. There are 5 questions about our fundamentals, and I would ask you for short and rather spontaneous answers. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Then let's get started. Emmanuel, which of our 5 Metro Fundamentals is your favorite?
Definitely is One Metro. Why? Because because first, it's my mission. From the first day here at Metro, I joined Metro. At the time, the group wanted to rebuild the foundations of a solid common sourcing in ultra-fresh categories at Metro. So it's all about doing together. It's all about collaboration with the countries. It's all about creating organizations that can have the right professionalism, service, expertise to be the preferred suppliers of our countries and channels. And this is what we are doing with the three ITOs in Valencia, Concarneau in France, Cherbourg and in Rotterdam for meat. 150 people approximately, and we are there daily to support, serve, and be the partner of our countries.
What about your work do you think should definitely be simplified?
I think simplification is something that everybody is looking at in all the company. And I see here two angles. Of course, we have this wish to have simplification in how we order, how we process things, and we are an international company and we are very much decentralized, and we know the history on how we built the entire IT architecture in our company. So we have here a lot of expectation, a lot to do, and I'm sure, well, I know that Metro Digital and all our colleagues are on a good track to recreate a new ecosystem in terms of IT and processes. But I think also that simplification, to be very short, rely on us. And here we have different examples of making things more simple. I take an example here in fruit and veg, the packaging. Before, we had for different type of product in own brand, a specific carton with a specific color for each product. Today, we harmonized one carton, limited sizes, and this is simplification. Why? Because we are more simple for our suppliers. They have only one stock of one type of carton. It's less costly for all the supply chain, and we get the benefit via the negotiation with our suppliers. So this is a easy way of starting being simple.
Yeah, a good example for simplification for us at Metro, but also for our customers. What would you like to abolish? Maybe you have another example, because it had no impact so far.
Abolish? I don't know exactly, but what I wish the company is continuing is not changing strategy. So I believe that SCORE is the right one for the company, and I wish that we keep consistency and that we do not change goals, and I think this is the secret for success.
How do you create an open working environment where your people can bring our fundamentals to life?
It's a very good question, Bernd, in a sense that I feel myself here having a kind of specific role to play. When I look to global procurement and the ITOs, here we have decentralized units. We are partnering with the countries, but still in a lot of situations, we might be seen still as a supplier. And all my role is to create the environment, the conditions, the trust between our organization, ITOs, global procurement, with the countries, to set the foundation of a solid collaboration. And we managed to do that. We have different examples where the sourcing of different categories is fully transferred to a sourcing organization, an ITO. It's the case in Spain with fruit and veg. It's the case with Metro France in beef and many more. And this is the result of having a solid understanding between the two organizations. And it goes also with shared responsibilities, because monitoring results and achieving targets is the driver of the thing.
Which three words would best describe your favorite fundamental One Metro?
Well, again, I will not deviate from the One Metro. And here it's about collaboration, trust. And when you have the two, you have efficiency.
Okay, so Emmanuel, now we know how you put our Metro fundamentals into practice in your daily work. That tells us a lot about you personally. And what tells us even more about you is your sound souvenir, the sound of your core. We are going to listen to a very short piece of it right now. Here it is. That sounds very much like music. I play it again. Okay, so we will listen to it in full and you, Emmanuel, will tell us your story about it, but as always, at the end of the episode. We've already learned that the most important task for you and your team, Emmanuel, is to ensure the availability of UltraFresh products, especially for achieving our SCO goals. Let's go through the three categories, Emmanuel, and start with the fruit and veg department. So let's go over to the fruit and veg department. There we see the boxes of vegetables stacked.
Here we have a good example.
Yeah. I see fresh herbs on the one side, and there also can be seen our fruit selections for our customers. Emmanuel, is there something very special here that is only available here at Metro?
I think yes, we can have a short example with the pineapples here.
Yeah.
These pineapples are directly sourced from Costa Rica with specific selected suppliers. We import them globally and we distribute to almost all countries, and we pay a specific attention to the sugar content and the look of the product, because pineapple in general is bought visually.
Yeah, they look delicious here.
You know, when you are here in the fruit and veg department, there is a lot of colors, there is a lot of products. We need to ensure every day that we have the right assortment, and we have two kind of customers. We have HoReCas, and here vegetables is crucial, and the top sellers are potatoes, tomatoes, and salads.
Yeah.
And if we are good on these three, and fresh salads count, then we have the right to play. Okay. Fruits plays a secondary role in our organization for HoReCa, but when you are in retail or in franchise or in trader shop, then fruits plays a different role.
Okay, I see. Yeah, and that leads me also to my next question. What are your most important measures here to ensure that our fruit and veg offering in all metro countries is as wide as it is here in Düsseldorf?
Well, here we rely a lot on the expertise of our category managers. And we have experienced people in all countries. It's very important to understand what is local and local sourcing. Local products is definitely a trend that is executed, that is understood in all countries. We have very good examples, of course, in production countries like Italy, France, or Spain, but also in Bulgaria, in Romania, where we support here the local farmers. So local is one. Then we need to understand that we need to have the right assortment and the right availability on everyday basis. And this is where professionalism counts.
Okay, Emmanuel, then let's move on to the next category, and let's move on to the fish department, which is here in Düsseldorf next to fruit and veg. Which fish do you like best?
I'm a fan of the cod, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In Portugal, they are specialists of that product.
Yeah, bacalhau, is it? Yeah.
I like very much the different ways you can cook it. Very tasty for me.
Yeah. Now we are standing here right in front of the fish department here in Düsseldorf. It's called Fischhalle here. Yeah, it always looks great in our store. You can see the fresh fish lying on the ice and illuminated by the lights. It really shines. And for me, yeah, it looks like that they seem to be alive and they about to swim off the next moment.
Fish is very particular at Metro. We have a very strong image. In all countries I visited, Metro is known for the fish. And this is an asset that we need to continue and build on. And in each country, we pay a lot of attention to have the freshness, the direct source possible. And we, with the ITOs, we also contribute to that.
Up to now, our fish has mainly come via our trading office in France and our fish logistics center here in Germany. What changes are planned here for the future to maintain the availability of fresh fish?
Two aspects, because we have two, let's say, big group in the fish category. One is all what is wild, and second, what is farmed. And there is two different approach to have. For the wild, it's definitely, I mentioned before, to be agile in being there at the auction where the product is coming. And with the evolution of climate change again, the different species are migrating from South Atlantic more to North Sea. So we need to have the right organizations to be able to buy the product in the North Sea tomorrow. So this is what we are currently doing for the wild fish in collaboration with the key countries here. The second is on farm fish, where here we have more different approach in the sense that volume matters. We need to play our card towards these big multinationals, and we need to think more and more in terms of partnership versus transactional behavior that we might have today in the different countries. Did you hear about MAP range? So this is very important. The customers face difficulties, less and less manpower in their kitchen. They face difficulties to have experienced people. So what we developed here, and this initiative has started with Metro France, we develop products that are ready for the customers to be used in their kitchen. It is portioned, it is cooked, it is sliced, it is filleted. We have a long chef life. This is part of the program of developing convenience product in UltraFresh in order to have the right assortment for our customers being more and more demanding for solutions in the kitchen due to either manpower or lack of time. And we are answering to this in fruit and veg, in fish, and in meat.
Yeah, and this is also something which applies for our meat category. So let's move on to the meat department. Here in Germany, meat consumption is gradually declining. Otherwise, however, more and more meat is being consumed worldwide, especially in Asia. Is there actually a specific reason for this development?
Yes, we understand that there is two movements. On one hand, the world population is growing and significantly in other parts of the world, and the demand for protein will be growing, particularly for in chicken as the main. Of course, when we look at West Europe and Central East Europe, where our main territory for business is, the situation is a little bit different. We have the combination of indeed a long-term trend for less consumption, but I think at the same time for better consumption. And this is where we need to ensure that we have the panel of products that is satisfying the different needs of the customers, the premium, the entry price, because we have different type of customers. And you and me, we like to go in a good steakhouse on the weekend to have a nice piece tomahawk steak. While it's different when you go to a canteen on an everyday basis.
So we are now standing here in the middle of the refrigerated shelves with packed meat in all possible sizes and varieties. There's also here in Düsseldorf a meat humidor with large pieces of dry-aged meat from Argentina, New Zealand, also Canada and the US. Is there anything that strikes you that you would recommend?
Well, definitely, it's important here to have the full range of product. And we have a good example with premium, but also entry price, commodities in every segment. So I like it very much. Dry age, of course, is something specific. It's premium. It's mainly for beef. Also, we find some other initiatives in other species. And it's not for every type of customer, we must acknowledge that. But it drives image and professionalism. So therefore, I think it's also very important that we at Metro, we are showing to customers new trends and new options, new solutions in our product. I could also look at this, Bernd. We have also the veggie range here.
Yeah.
So it's a full assortment.
Yeah.
You will find chicken, you will find mincemeat, you will find hamburgers. And this is something that we developed in own brand in order to answer the demand for alternative proteins.
Yeah.
And it's quite successful. Of course, it's not something that is the top seller in our world of Metro, but we see a growing development.
Yeah. Much of our meat products are produced overseas these days. That plays an important role, especially for Metro Germany, but also for the other countries, right?
Let me be more precise here. Imported meat from what we call overseas plays an important role here in Germany, in Metro in general, but it's not the dominant category. By far, if we look at volumes, pork And poultry, and mainly chicken, are the drivers of the category, in volume at least. And it's mainly production in Europe. The second thing is that indeed, when you look at beef, here overseas plays a role in the sense that we have here, when you look at the premium range of the meat, you have two important group of products, what we call the breeds. So here you have all the cattles being grown for meat, Limousin in France, Simmental, Blue Belge, and different races. And they produce high qualitative meat. And then you have the market of more standard products. So the dairy cow, the cow that is mainly for milk, but one day needs to be slaughtered. And this is the mass. And here we are ensuring that we have the right product, sourced from the right suppliers. And this is where also we need at Metro to develop more and more partnership with suppliers, because the availability, due to the constraints that our farmers are facing and slaughterhouses are facing, will bring us in a situation where availability will not be given. And we need to act on this.
Okay, yeah, very interesting. Emmanuel, finally, of course, we need to talk about SCORE, because everything we do is about achieving our SCORE targets by 2030. What contribution should the ultra-fresh transformation make to this?
I think we have an enormous role to play here, and it's at a different level of the company. It's not only sourcing, it's in operation, it's in our people, because ultra-fresh is a differentiator. And in terms of development with SCORE and with all the actions in place in the different countries to attract new customers, to develop basket with existing customers, with the sales force and all the initiatives that is there, we made an estimation based on the local strategies that the sales of ultra fresh categories in global and in total should grow from 6 billion euros today up to 9 billion euros by 2030. Because of this combination of things. And my responsibility in that with our team in global procurement is to transform our organizations to ensure that we will have the quality, the availability of the products. And I want to give you one number. Today in fruit and veg, it's 250,000 tons that Valencia Trading Office is buying and distributing to all Metro countries. Mathematically, we need to ensure that we will be able to source and deliver 400,000 tons in a year of the different kind of vegetables. So we need here to ensure right supplier, right supply chain, right assortment in order to succeed in that.
Hey colleagues, before we go on with the episode and the sound souvenir of my today's guest, I have a short message for you. Because in line with the topic of this episode of More Podcast, I found a story on Mpulse, Metro's online magazine, about this year's food trends. And here I learned that the trend towards healthy cuisine is continuing. And what I find particularly interesting is that in addition to vegan meat, the range of vegan fish products is also growing steadily. The alternatives used here not only contribute to a greater choice for plant-based nutrition, but also help to protect the oceans from overfishing. And I think that are really great news, and delicious too. I'm definitely going to try vegan fish the next time I go to a restaurant. I can imagine it's really tasty and above all healthy and sustainable. And you can find out more about food trends and many other great stories in the latest print edition of the Mpulse magazine and at mpulse.de. Okay, so, dear colleagues out there, we are now at the end of this episode of More Podcast. But now comes the highlight of every episode, this sound souvenir from my guest, because you, Emmanuel, have also brought something for us, a very specific sound, which has a certain meaning for you that inspires and motivates you. We have already listened to a very small piece of a song, but now we are going to listen to it in full, and we are all curious to hear, Emmanuel, what it might be and what you will tell us about it. So let's hear, Emmanuel, what sound did you bring? Okay, yeah. Emmanuel, what song is it? What is it all about?
Yes, it's a song from a German group, Luxus Lärm. Not very famous. But I brought this soundtrack because one of my hobbies is to play bass guitar in a rock and roll band.
Oh,
so
might
be you are most probably surprised. I do not have the look of a rock and roll.
A little bit.
Yeah. But this is why I brought it. But more importantly is the meaning of the song and the relation with management and well-being in a company. This song is all about the stress that everyone can face at one time in the life, when love is abandoning you and when you enter in a vicious cycle of stress, conflict, up to harassment and everything, you know. And it's very important for me as a manager, and I think it's in everybody's hand, to pay attention to each other. And this is what I like very much at Metro, and this is what I try to do in my everyday life of manager with our teams, is to do my best to pay attention to the signals and understand and having the right attitude towards people where you detect something is wrong here, I can help. It's not about being a psychologist. It's not about substituting a PNC expert, but it's all about paying attention. And I think we are in the right company where this value is present and vital.
Yeah, great. A great attitude as a manager. Thanks for that, Emmanuel. And also thank you for the great sound, a great song. And of course, many thanks also on behalf of all our colleagues out there for all the interesting information about the sourcing of our ultra fresh products. Thanks again and all the best to you, Emmanuel.
Thank you, Bernd. It was a pleasure.
And dear colleagues out there, thanks also to you for listening. Stay tuned for the next episode of More Podcasts and please check out the previous episodes as well. You can find them on United and everywhere else you listen to podcasts. Subscribe to it and recommend More Podcasts to all your colleagues. I'm looking forward to the next episode. Bye-bye and take care.